Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important question. That question is about the Hajj and the philosophy behind the Hajj. As you know, we're in the month of Zilhajjah, and the month of Zilhajjah is the month in which the Hajj is performed. And so, you know, people always ask, why is it that we perform this act of worship? Why do we pray? Why do we have to fast? And these kind of things. Right. So in general terms, we can say that we don't know the criteria, or you can put it in better terms, we don't know the reasons why certain acts have been formulated and have been made obligatory or recommended or have been prohibited in Islam. Nobody knows that. This is something that only God knows, and you know, those people who He allows to partake of His knowledge and enjoy of His knowledge. Nevertheless, we do know that there are certain benefits for certain actions. These are not the criteria of these actions. So we can't say that, for example, another action has the same benefit, so let's go do that other action, right? Because these are benefits of the actions. They're not the causes which led to the formulation of the action. So we can't say that, for example, that this benefit, this action is not having this benefit for me, so it shouldn't be obligatory on me. Right? This logic, this way of thinking is incorrect. Right, so nevertheless, we can look at the benefits of certain actions. And unfortunately, in some of the hadith, such as the Nahjul Balagha, the hadith contained in the Nahjul Balagha, the sermons of Imam Ali in the Nahjul Balagha, we see some of the benefits of the Hajj have been mentioned. In the very first sermon of the Nahjul Balagha, the Imam, he alludes to the Hajj, and he says, وَجَعَلَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ عَلَامَةً لِتَوَازُئِهِمْ لِأَزَمَتِهِ. God Almighty made the Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca, a sign of the humility of human beings in front of God's greatness, and what is on him li'izzatih, and a way of their expressing their affirmation of his greatness, right? So this is something that we can tangibly see in the Hajj, right? That in the Hajj, right, the various acts that we do in the Hajj, they clearly express, and they are expressions of our humility, of our submissiveness, of our lowliness before God, which is something that is common to all acts of worship, right? Like the prayer, the acts of prostration that we perform in prayer, the bowing that we perform in prayer. All of these are acts which express this humility, and this is, you know, the philosophy behind these acts, right? Like, for example, in the Hajj, we wear the ihram, the shroud that we wear the Hajj in. We take off our jewelry, our ornaments, you know, and we circle the house of God. We travel between the two mountains of Safa and Marwa, and these kind of things. All of these things, they indicate, and these are acts which signify our humility before God and our submissiveness towards God. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the philosophy and reason behind the Hajj in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.